Hello, and welcome back to the Sort of Helpful podcast. My name is Blake, and it's just me today. And we didn't have an episode last week because Sonia had a trip planned or something. But she's gone again today because she also had another trip planned, or like a concert or something. But that's okay. No hard feelings. She's like beating herself up about it, but I'm like, it's all right. Like, no worries. Yeah, I just didn't feel like doing one last week because I just had a fucking shitload of work to do. So, yeah, I feel better. It was a weird weekend for me. So, what happened was nothing. But that's the issue of, like, I don't know what happened. Like, nothing out of the ordinary happened, but my eyes felt very weird. Maybe, like, I can't really explain it. Like if you have too much screen time, I guess your eyes feel like that. But it wasn't that same feeling of like heaviness, I guess. I wasn't tired. I took a nap and I felt the same. It was weird. It's not really relevant. I feel better though. I'm really not really sure what that was. But hi, how are you? Let's get into what I want to chat about today. Okay, so something that I have been dwelling on in the last, like, 72 hours, I'd say. It hasn't been something that I've been dwelling on too much. I don't know. What was it? I'm trying to think back to what it was that was making me feel this way. I think I was just looking back at... I was looking back at my Instagram feed. I was looking at the other... What am I trying to say? Sorry, my brain's getting used to not having another person to spit off of right now. And I'm quite still like mushy brain, morning brain. It's like 10:40 in the morning. It's not even that bad. But I was looking at my Instagram feed, basically my old posts of when I first came here to college. And I was just reminiscing about everything pretty much, like the feeling that I felt in certain small moments, though, because when I look back and I talk about my college experience so far, it's like I'm not ever going to discount or forget about, like, I'm not going to downplay my struggles and the shit that I have gone through during this time. So for me to say, like, oh, you know, college was so great, that's like a complete lie. It's a complete fucking lie. I'm sorry. It was terrible. But that's what's kind of got me conflicted right now. It's because I don't know why I feel nostalgia for these moments, even though I knew exactly what was happening in behind the scenes of those moments. Like, I guess I just got caught up. I literally, like, tricked myself by looking back at the, like, specific moments that I had curated for my feed, like those perfect picture, perfect, like, candid moments, whatever. And they hold so much memory and value to me because, of course, those were the good moments. But even, you know, it's all over the place. But yeah, basically, I fucking tricked myself into believing how good of a time it was back then. You know what I mean? And so that's kind of weird because what we do, I think everyone does this naturally, is like we only want to post the pictures and the moments of us having the best time, like our best moments. So it is curated in a sense. And I probably have talked about this before with Sonia or on a different solo episode with social media. I feel like I have, but regardless. Yeah, it's so weird. It's so weird how we do that. So then it makes everyone feel like, oh my God, they're having such a good time. They're having the best time of their lives. Like, I'm so jealous. Like, why can't I, you know, have a life like that? And then I go, I just go ahead and trick myself because I'm like, hold on, you know, read back in your journal about this date and this time, you know, correlating to this picture. You will get the tea of what the fuck was going on at that time in my life. And I don't know. I'm trying to find my point, I guess. Yeah, just having weird weird nostalgia. I don't know. Like, that's happened kind of in a couple instances, and it keeps coming back as a reoccurring theme in my life. I guess it's like having this nostalgia for the past, but knowing and acknowledging that it was such a shit time, so it gets confusing and conflicting for me. Because, like, why would I want to go back? I don't want to experience that again. Like, why the fuck would I want to go back there and go through all that shit? And it's like, no. Just that specific moment of me sitting in my living room, and it's, like, kind of cold. It's kind of wintry. It's the beginning of the year, and I have music playing, and I'm trying to write this essay on a photographer for my intro to photography class that I took last minute. And, you know, I was having a really good coffee, and just that feeling of like, oh, just kind of romanticizing. Like, I kind of yearn for those moments of when my romanticizations like felt the strongest, I guess. Where what I'm saying is I yearn to be delusional again. I yearn to go back and just not have all this shit happen in my life. But then I come to today. And I'm like comparing to what my past self thought the future was going to be like, and where I thought I was going to be in a couple years. Like, when I came here as a freshman, I'm like, oh my God, a junior or a senior, I can never imagine being that. Like, it's kind of this like just talked about thing, I guess. This sort of, it's almost like a story folktale sort of shit where you're like, oh yeah, that'll never happen. Even though it's like on the track that I am going in my life, it's going to eventually happen. But it seems like such a far away thing that I never really thought I could reach, that it seems fake, if that makes sense. You know, like, I feel like I have a lot of instances where I'm like, I never thought I'd make it this far. Not in a like, I'm sorry, not in a depressing way of like, I never thought I was going to like physically live up to this point. I mean, there is some cases where people are like that, and I understand. And there's been some moments where I'm like, well, I actually didn't think that I was going to like turn 18. Like, I just never saw that as something that I was going to achieve, or, you know, live until, I don't know. That's a whole different topic, and that's kind of sad. But point is, these events happen, these milestones occur finally, and it seems so surreal. It seems so like dreamlike. Like, it's hard to believe in a sense. Like, graduating high school, like, I couldn't have imagined it any other way, I guess. Even if I had played it out in my head and had curated this like fantastic feeling that I would feel walking on that stage and getting my diploma and finally being fucking done with high school, it doesn't compare to how it actually felt doing that, getting my degree, I guess. Yeah, high school. No, diploma. I don't fucking know the difference. I think college is a degree. High school is a diploma all the time. Yeah, it's not high school degree. Anyways. But that same feeling with many other things in my life. So, for example, turning 21 this summer. And it's this, it's kind of always like that, like growing up. When you're a kid and the adults around you are talking like, oh, when you're 18, like, this big thing is gonna happen, like, that's gonna be so crazy for you. And then it kind of feels like there's so much pressure to that. Which leads me to, I'm going off weird tangents and spider webbing a bunch of ideas right now, but it brings me to this thought that I had of like, your 20s. Oh my God, your 20s. Like, people hype that shit up so much, so much, so much, so much. It's crazy. So it kind of feels like there's this pressure to have fun and this pressure to not be working hard, in a sense, for like the first 2 or 3 years of into your 20s. So then, and then it turns into like, okay, what are you going to do? This is the moment. This is the times that people always fucking talk about. Like, with like, we've had some artist talks here on campus. Like, we've had some visiting artists come in and give presentations about their life, and they'll always talk about their 20s. pretty much all the big shit that, like, the building foundations of your life happen in your 20s. And I know I'm hyping it up right now, but I'm just spitting facts. I'm just literally saying what we already know and what we know is true. It is literally the building foundations of your life. So that brings a whole onslaught of fucking pressures, like barbells and dumbbells of fucking 200 pounds. That's going right on my shoulder, babe. I'm going to be heating a nice in my shoulder for weeks. So I guess that back to turning 21, it's like, oh my God, like it's just a number. It's literally just a fucking number. And yes, I do get some new, like, life privileges. Like, I can book a hotel without people, like, giving me a side eye or something. I can drink alcohol. I can buy cigarettes. I can do whatever I want. So with that comes a lot of pressure. Oh my God, I'm running out of breath. I'm running out of breath and I need water. Oh my God. Awala. I love my Awala water bottle. Yeah, it comes with all of these newfound, like, holy fuck, like, this is coming up soon. I don't know. It's like graduating college. You're like, holy fuck, that's never going to happen, right? That's a crazy, like, fantasy. It's just something that we talk. It's like a dream. We just talk about it. Like, yeah, that's going to happen. Psh, whatever. Just roll your eyes and move on. But when reality does, you know, crawl up and peek around the corner and say, hey, you're like, no, can't be happening. So, and still talking about, you know, the whole 20s, the 20s epidemic, I'd say, is that it makes me feel a little, what's the word for it? I would say kind of guilty, but also like FOMO in a way. Fear of missing out on certain things, because it's like, well, you're only this age once. So I'm kind of supposed, like, I feel this kind of pressure that, like, I'm supposed to be, like, slacking off right now in a way. Like, I'm supposed to be partying. I'm supposed to be drinking, smoking, doing drugs all the time. Like, I'm supposed to be living it up and loving life. But I'm not. I'm working hard. I'm doing shit. I'm making a business. I'm working my tail off, making the best pieces of art that I can, because it's a lot of fucking pressure. Like, if you're not, I don't want to scare anybody off if they want to pursue the arts, but like, if you're not always working on something in a way, then you're kind of falling behind. If you want to pursue art, like, you have to be grinding all the fucking time. And I know that that's like a stereotype of like the artist that never sleeps or something. And, you know, there's a history of artists, like the famous artists that would always fucking, they'd have insomnia and they'd stay up really late or whatever the fuck. But I'm not saying that that's entirely true, that you have to grind 24/7 to be a great artist or to make it in this world. But it's just like the lifestyle of the cliche, you know, 20, early 20s thing. It's not really applying to me, or I'm not applying to it. I'm not complying. Arrest me. But yeah, so that makes me feel a little weird, a little not left out, but kind of alienated in a sense. So, and I feel weird because some people around me are living that lifestyle of, I guess, the stereotypical, like, having fun, loving life, doing this, being dumb, being a kid, still being, you know, young, I guess. And I don't know. I kind of feel weird because I guess I'm on a level, I'm afraid that they won't understand. I'm afraid that they don't understand. And that's a conversation for me to have with them, but yeah, it does feel a little weird. And now if everyone was doing that around me, if everyone was like actually busy and doing kind of the same level shit that I'm on, I don't know. I don't know how I'd feel. Would I feel more included? I'm not sure. I don't know. But yeah, that is crazy how certain events and milestones are coming up so quick. And with, you know, on top of that, I'm taking a bunch of classes that are like towards the, they're like the big whoops, I'd say, of the art department, of like, you got to take this class and then you got to take this class, but you can only take them in your senior year. Like, basically what you're doing in college is just building your experience so that you can take 400, 500 level courses. So you can't, like, you can't come into college and automatically take a 400 level course unless you're wicked smart. But even then, it's kind of impossible, because it's like, oh no, it's only a senior level class, sort of. You know what I mean? So yeah, I'm taking these big classes, and they're really forcing me to think about the future. Like, there's no other way around it, I would say. It's not that they're like, you need to think about this right now. It's like, just the assignments and the readings and all that. It's like, it's talking about building that foundation, building your experience, your skills, your talents, your ability to maneuver the world in an art way, your connections, your portfolio, your resume, like all that shit. And it's unavoidable in a sense, because, you know, it's the way that the world works. You need a resume, you need this, you need that, you need X, Y, and Z to quote unquote make it. And also quote unquote, like, be able to live, which is weird, but that's a whole nother conversation. So in turn, I'm thinking about the future. I'm kind of panicking just a little bit. I'm worried a little bit. I'm not like, oh my God, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. Like, I have a loose idea of what I want to do, and that makes me feel confident and secure, and I understand. And yes, I'm not like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, I know what the fuck I want to do with my life, and nobody else knows what they're going to do with their life. So therefore, I'm better than everyone, and I have my head on straight and a good head on my shoulders and blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm still figuring shit out. I am very much still figuring shit out. Do I have a good grasp on what I'm doing? I would say so. I've been told so. So unless everyone's lying to me, unless my grades deceive me, you know, but I digress, you know. So it's so hard to try and backtrack and think of what the fuck I was trying to say. Yeah. So, okay, I got it. I remember. So with that, take the whole, like, your 20s thing, the whole 20s discussion of what I just talked about. Mix that with what I'm doing right now, which is I have to think about the future. There's no way around it. These classes, like, this is the buildup. This is what I've been working towards, I would say, is getting my degree. Like, that's what everyone's doing here. And I don't know how it works for other classes. I'm assuming that there are, you know, senior-based level courses for every other major. Voice crack. And, but I don't know. I really can't. Sonia, what do you think? She's not here. I'd have to get an outside input on that, because I can't sit here and say, like, none of the people in my life understand what I'm going through, in a lack of better way to say it, because I don't know. So yes, mixing the 20s thing with what I'm doing right now to other people, it can be seen as like, oh, you're thinking too much about the future, man. Like, you don't need to think about that. Like, just go with the flow. And I'm like, no, I can't do that. Like, I can't. It's not in a sense of like, I can't, I'm a workaholic, I have to think about this all the time. Like, I overthink constantly. And I'm so like, you know, like, I'm a 30 or 40 year old trapped in a 20 year old's body, you know, that shit. It's a matter of like, dude, like, I know what I want to do. I'm pretty, like, I think that I'm capable of getting to where I want to be. And the opportunities that I'm getting right now, which I'm grateful for, although scary in a bit of like, yes, future thinking, it's not bad. It's not bad to think about the future. And so many people live their lives kind of day to day. So that mindset is what I've been exposed to where they're like, no, you just got to take it slow. You know, you just got to live day to day. And it's like, no, I can't. Like, it's, as much as I hate the word planning, it is a bunch of planning. It is a bunch of figuring out what you're going to do today and how that's going to affect you tomorrow. You know, like just a bunch of it's projects. It's working on a bunch of things at the same time. And I don't feel like I'm surrounded by people that understand that entirely. Just the idea of like, I have to think about the future no matter what. Like, there's no avoiding it. And I know a lot of people, you know, kind of suppress that because maybe they're scared. Maybe they don't know what they want to do. Maybe, you know, it's this kind of touchy subject for them because, yeah, if I think about the future too much and I keep going too further down the timeline, then I'm like, I'm not living in the present. But to other people, when I talk about this stuff, they're like, oh my God, don't think about that. Like, shh, that's, don't say that. Like, fucking, like I'm saying the Lord's name in vain, that sort of shit. And I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know why. Anyway. Yeah. But back onto the opportunities thing for me. And I'm not trying to be braggadocious. I'm just talking about this. So I have been given a couple opportunities, and I don't really know. I'm trying to figure out how to talk about this with no spoilers, I guess, for my life. I've been given some opportunities to go some places, to go to a different state for kind of like a convention or conference of some kind, to talk with some pretty cool art people. And there's a possibility that I could be hired out of college to work for said cool art people, which could really help me get my foot in the door with understanding businessing, which could help me understand marketing and all that business shit, and, you know, have a really good connection and a really good thing to put on my resume, like all that shit, like really great. And when I kind of step back and when I hear like people congratulating me or something or talking about it or thinking about it, I think back, and maybe this is like a psychological thing, but the only way I can describe it is like I revert back to being like almost this little kid and being like, that, no way, like it's nothing like a crazy so cool opportunity, but it's like, this doesn't feel right. Like, I'm not used to this feeling of, you know, being given such an opportunity where it's honorable. I feel honored. And I don't know. The only way I can describe it is kind of like back to the, I didn't think I'd make it this far or I'd make it here, or this kind of imposter syndrome of like, no, I don't, this isn't me. You know, I don't get these opportunities. And I know that's totally me downplaying my opportunities. It's like, it's kind of like when you get like an award or something and you're like, whoa, hold up. Shouldn't this other person be getting this award because they're XYZ more than me? You know what I mean? You kind of get that like, this must be a mistake, you know? And again, this opportunity isn't like super crazy, but when I think about it and talk about it, with like the odds of me getting this and hearing that I had a lot of support for this, it kind of blows my mind a little bit because, excuse me, I think it breaks the perception that I have of other people onto me, and it breaks the perception that I have of myself entirely as well. And it's not that I never thought that I would be able to get such a cool opportunity. I guess it's just that feeling of unknown, of like, how do I handle this? It's almost like being complimented and not knowing how to respond. Like, I struggled with that. Now I say thank you all the time, but like, kind of that moment of like, oh, all right. So, yeah, but slowly but surely, as more things happen with this process of me getting there and, you know, the date getting closer to this opportunity and accepting this award as well, it's getting more comfortable. I'm getting quote unquote used to it. And I guess if I was used to it, then I wouldn't be here in a sense, you know, maybe I'd be like a millionaire or something. I don't fucking know. But yeah, that was just a little moment that I keep having ever since it happened. And Sorry, I need some water. Yeah. And then circling back again to that whole, like, I will admit, I can be a little bit of a workaholic sometimes. But I think it's with all the fucking shit that I'm given, or I'm quote unquote forced to do, it just makes me feel so busy. Like, I can't really stop. Like, it's gotten, I most likely I've talked about this before, but it's gotten to the point of, like, I don't really know how to, sorry, this chair's fucking loud. I don't really know how to be organized anymore, in the sense of have my head wrapped around what I'm doing during the day. Like, this semester, no, I think it was last semester or this semester, might have been this one, where my head was just fucking up my ass, and I'm like, where's the college, and where's the campus? I don't remember where I am, sort of. Like, I had to resort to writing down everything of what I was doing at, like, each minute of the day, pretty much, like, from the half hour to the next half hour. So, yeah, that's how much I felt. And I realized, I think I am actually taking, did I say that before? I feel like, it feels like I'm taking 4 studios, which is a lot, but I think it's actually 3. I'm not sure. Yeah, I think it is 4. I don't know, but it's this whole thing. I don't know. And it's kind of like, again, you're taking all these higher, these upper courses, upper level courses, I guess. Yeah. So it means double the workload. So if you're taking 3 I keep wanting to say upper class, upper level courses, that it just feels so drowning in work. And it doesn't help that the classes that I'm taking that are still required on my degree are so work intensive. Like, I have to be there every day. I had, you know, like, screen printing, you have to wait 24 hours for your screen to dry so then you can actually print, and then it takes you like fucking 5 hours just to print like a couple things. And, you know, Sculpture, it's a bunch of waiting and like timing and planning shit out so that you can be there on the dot when the thing is ready for you to work on it again, so that you're just managing your time, I guess. And it is helping me, like, these classes that I'm taking that have that kind of structure, it is kind of helping me get back into that groove of being organized. But it's still kind of a struggle, because I have this fear and anxiety, and I have dreams about it too, of just being late or forgetting to do something like that was super fucking important. And I know I'm human and it's bound to happen, but I wake up and I'm like, holy shit, I'm 3 hours late for class or something. And then the whole dream is just me like getting ready, but I take the whole day to get ready. And even though it's like, I don't know, like 7 p.m., I'm like, no, I still gotta go, I'm so late. It's like, I don't know why. I don't know why my brain thinks like that's funny, I guess. But stupid chair. Yeah, it's really fucked up. It's really hard to stay organized, but you know, we manage. And this last thing I'll talk about is a little fun. So with this whole being busy shtick, I kind of lost my way of being creative just for me. Like, I carry a sketchbook around all the time, but I don't draw in it. I bring a book around with me. I don't read it. You know, it's weird. Like, I'm only creative when I have to be for other classes, and then I make it worth my while. So that it makes me feel like I'm both doing work and getting something out of it. That's the exact same thing that I just said. Anyways. So, like, for my screen printing class, I'm like, you know, I've always wanted to make tote bags for my business. So I made a design that I'm really happy with, and then I did it. So it's like, I'm both going to get a grade for this, and I'm going to walk away with these tote bags that I've been wanting to do for a long time. And it's like a double win, I guess. Yeah. So, but if I just keep doing that for all my classes, and calling that, like, oh, I am being creative, I'm being creative for me. And it's like, No. You're being creative because you're being told to be creative, and you're being forced to be creative for a grade for this class, because if you are not creative, then you'll fail. So, and something that is kind of, I'm still like, again, not being creative for me, but I'm going to say it as an excuse, is that for one of my classes, I have to post in progress pictures of my artwork that I'm making. But I'm like, I don't want to make a new Instagram, so I'm just going to keep posting onto my business one, which is ceramics. So I'm like, fuck, I got to get back in the studio. So then getting back into that motion of not making anything in ceramics for 3 months after going so hard for like 2 months, it was really weird. But it felt really good though. And that's, so I've been struggling with that whole, like, it's just getting the motivation to actually do something for myself creative that nobody else told me to do, that I'm just doing it for me. And I'm just really struggling with that idea. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to pick up a copy of The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. And I'm going to read this book. And hopefully, I'm going to feel better. Can you hear that? Like the air turned on or something. And it's just weird. But yeah, so I'm on, well, now it's going to be week two. Basically, what I've been doing every morning is I'll get up, I'll brush my teeth, I'll do whatever. And before I, you know, go downstairs and eat breakfast, I will bring up this little notebook that I have, and I'll write 3 pages of just like whatever. And supposedly that's supposed to help you just get all the gunk out of your brain, essentially, just the morning mush brain of ideas and stuff. And that's supposed to help you feel like you have more space and energy to be creative later on in the day. And it's been therapeutic, and it's kind of like journaling for me. It's not really like they explain it like, oh, you're supposed to be letting your inner critic out and say all the junk that's been holding you back. Like if your brain's telling you like, I'm not good enough, I can't make art, then write that down. Like let your, I forget what they call it, but just, yeah, let your inner critic that fucking hates you, like let it all out right now. So then you don't have to hear that voice later on when you're making something and want to be creative. And I haven't really seen, it's only week two, but I haven't seen like that much of a difference that it's been making, because it's just been me like, oh, this is what I'm doing today, and I hope this goes well, and here's what I did yesterday, and, you know, so. But we'll see. It's only week one. I've only, you know, read the first 2 chapters, so we'll see how week two goes, and you'll hear about it next week as well. Also, there is 2 weeks of classes left, and then finals week, so you might catch me and Sonia for maybe like 2 more episodes for the semester. So, yeah. But who knows? It might get hectic. Might get crazy on both of our ends. So we may not, I don't know. Before a couple semesters, we've you know, just kind of stopped because it was just too much for us. And we needed the hour that we spend here, the half hour. To work on shit. So yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm tired. My voice doesn't sound like my voice anymore to me. And yeah, I gotta go do some shit. So hopefully this all was like something that you could understand. No. Like hopefully this made sense is what I mean. Because I'm like, as I'm saying words, like everything's fucking leaving me. I don't remember what the fuck I said for the last 35 minutes, but I need to go. So thank you for listening. And if we see you, we see you. If we don't, thank you so much for listening. If you do, we have no idea if anyone does or how to tell, because we don't own the Spotify, but thank you nonetheless, and I'll see you later. Bye.